escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Four of the five seats we are adding are Hispanic majority seats that happen to vote Republican. Democrats are really upset about the fact is that their base voters, Hispanics and Democrats, are fleeing Democrats and coming to Republicans because Hispanics dislike the leftist progressive policies of the Democrats.
Yeah, there you have it. Governor Abbott down in the great state of Texas, where they have the intestinal fortitude that in many cases we've lacked here in Missouri. I'll have to say that. And my guess is that Senator Nick Schorr might just agree with me on that. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we've lacked it since 2022 because I've wanted to say this since then. I told you so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was on here advocating for it. We had an opportunity to go to a 7-1 map, and there was just no stomach for it down in Jeff City. Governor Parson had no stomach for it. And, you know, I talked to John Lamping about this some yesterday, and he's not sure Governor Kehoe has a stomach for it.
Well, I think, you know, I'm hearing from my sources in the White House that they've had discussions with the Kehoe administration. I think they're trying to just iron out the details of, okay, who's on family vacation? Who's, you know, back to start school like I am today with the girls.
Right.
And I think what we're going to see, this is me looking in my crystal ball. I think we more than likely are going to see a special session in September, the same time we're going down there with Vito. And the reason I'm saying this is we're obligated by the Missouri Constitution to go to a veto session. So if Governor Kehoe were to call a special session, let's say on redistricting, or I would say and or initiative petition reform, it would save the voters a lot of money as they're already obligated to have us down there for that week in September.
You've heard from Democrats in other states who have said, oh, don't you dare try this here. I haven't heard much from the Missouri Democrats. And do you think it's because even if this were to be called this special session and you guys were to look at redistricting going to the 7-1 map, it doesn't matter if they were to flee the state like you did in Texas and go to, you know, Illinois, because you guys would still be able to get this through, right?
Yeah, no, that's 100%. But they actually did go to Illinois when all the Texas Dems fled. Think about that. You know, you think of Texas, you think of fighting, you think of the Alamo. Well, not with the Democrats. They tucked and ran to the most gerrymandered state in the nation. But the Missouri Democrats went with them. And I didn't know this until I saw some press conferences with the House Minority Leader Ashley Awney, the Black Caucus that was going over there saying, you know, hey, we're going to fight. We're going to hold the line and fight. Well, I hope they leave because we do have the numbers. We have a supermajority Republican Party, which I've been saying for years, if we stuck together, we could utilize to get things done like the 7-1 map or initiative petition reform.
What, Nick, what about the people that make the fairness issue? One thing John brought up is that, you know, the state is the current map is probably, what, a 75-25 map in terms of representation. But their argument is that it's probably a 60-40 state in terms of how it voted to, in the last election?
I think if you want to look at fairness. Look at some of these appointments and how the Democrats are kicking and screaming at anything that Trump does. All of the different judges that are coming up, you see no Democrats voting for them. However, when you look back at Biden, you had Lindsey Graham and other Republicans that were saying, yeah, you know, we can vote for this guy. It's a common sense guy. I think that the Republicans are the party of fairness right now. They are the party of compromise and common sense, because we've become the big tent party. The further the left goes, just to kiss the boots of whoever's in charge, Nancy Pelosi, yeah. Chuck Schumer. You know, we're sitting here saying, all right, let's look at the policy. Let's look at the person. And I've even, in the Missouri Senate, if there's an issue that pops up that might make sense, I worked with Stephen Roberts, the Democrat senator from the city of St. Louis, on a couple crime issues this year with the first bill the governor signed, which was my crime bill. So I think if you want to talk about fairness, you know, if you're not going to bring into the fact that Illinois has gerrymandered their state to benefit the Democrats, or Maryland or California or New York has done this outside of a census year, then let's just talk about the actual policies that these people are backing. And it seems like the Republicans are the ones backing the most common sense and fairness principles in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. You know, I got about a minute and a half left here. We're talking to Senator Nick Schroer. Any comments on this situation in the Francis Howe District?
Yeah, it's something that I'm digging in right now. It really ticks me off, and that's an understatement, that somebody comes in and gets $200,000+ without working a day. And, you know, you talk to the Democrats, they say, oh, we found something in his background that the Republicans didn't. Well, why did he just get hired in Oklahoma? If it was so egregious, he would not be hired in Oklahoma. So we're digging into this. I've had calls to Andrew Bailey. I know Fitzpatrick claims that he's going to look into it as well, our state auditor. And any help that I can give, I'm going to be looking into this and trying to get to the bottom of it.
Nick, we appreciate your time. Good luck to the girls today on their first day of school.
Hey, we appreciate it. Have a blessed week.
Yep, you too, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. State Senator Nick Schroer there. And he's, you know, we'll have Scott Fitzpatrick on later, the state auditor. We'll find out what he has to say about what's going on in Francis Howell out there. $240,000. Of my tax dollars. I'm a little chapped about that, I'll have to admit.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.